What's going on? I'm Phil Briggs, a Navy veteran and host of the weekly radio show and podcast, CBS Eye on Veterans. You've been hearing me talk lately about Chuck Norris, and there's this video I saw of him hitting the pads, and he looks great. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt, working out, staying active, and feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that keeps him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. And when it comes to health, this has actually helped me personally. So if you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code SHOP or text SHOP to 511-511 and claim 40% off. They've even got a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text SHOP to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and text fees may apply.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Raptors baseball is on the air. We do have a baseball game here tonight at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio. You know where to find us for all 72 Raptor ball games this summer on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. It's WFHR and it's locally grown radio. 7:05, just about 30 minutes later than our scheduled first pitch tonight against the Green Bay Rockers. The first of two. It's a Friday-Saturday series. Some Friday night fireworks here at Witter Field as Kenji Polaris, the right-hander from CSUN and California, making his Witter Field debut and his first start with the club against this Rocker lineup. Defensively for the Raptors, behind Kenji, it's Walker Buchanan in left, Aiden Teal in center, Grayson Schaefer in right. Mason Onati will man the hot corner at third base. Up the middle, Tracer Lopez is at short, and Owen McElfatrick is at second base. Max McGuire will play first. Jack Mathey doing the catching for Polaris this evening. Raptors in their home whites after wearing the alternate America-themed jerseys yesterday for the 4th of July. Man, where there's some daytime fireworks here in the finale of the home-and-home with the Madison Mallards from historic Witter Field. The right-hander Polaris, first pitch to Taylor Schultz. We are underway here at Witter Field. It's a fastball catching the top of the zone for a called strike. For Green Bay tonight, it is Schultz, the right-handed hitting second baseman in the box now, leading off from Georgia State University in Aceworth, Georgia. In the two spot, it's the left-handed hitting left fielder Lucas Torres, Dalen Adderley. A second-half addition will hit third as the DH. 1-0 pitch. Two hopper over to short. Tracer Lopez gloves and throws to first in time for the first out of this ballgame. Middle of the order for Green Bay, Lane Allen will clean things up at third base. Jake Bold will hit fifth and do the catching. One of two switch hitters in Chris Kreplin's lineup this evening is the six-hole hitting shortstop, Cooper Kelly. Bottom third is as follows. Mateo Matthews, the first baseman. Nick Harms in right field and Seth Farney in center. When we get to the home half of the first, we'll learn more about Landon Victorian, the right-hander committed to Louisiana State University, towing the slab for Green Bay tonight. First pitch from Polaris to the left-handed hitting Torres misses away for ball one. Raptors yesterday was a 12-4 4th of July matinee victory here in Wisconsin Rapids over the Madison Mallards, collecting their first win of the second half of the season. 1-0 pitch to Torres, breaking while missing inside, nearly hitting Lucas for ball two. Madison had 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors, and left 8 on the bases. Wisconsin Rapids, 12 runs on 10 errors, or on 10 hits, I should say, pardon me, no errors, they left 5 on. 3 home runs clubbed out yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball top of the zone, working the outer third as well as Polaris for a called strike. It's now 2-1. Grayson Schaefer led off the bottom of the second yesterday with a solo blast, 411 feet to right center field. An inning later, it was a 3-run homer, his 4th of the campaign for Max McGuire. Gave the Raptors their first lead of the ballgame and of the second half. 2-1 pitch from Polaris to Torres misses away. 3 balls and a strike. Now the count on the Wagner product. The third and final home run for Wisconsin Rapids yesterday afternoon was hit in the 5th, a 2-run blast, first as a Raptor for the UCLA Bruin catcher Cashel Duggar. The 3-1 pitch, fastball dotted on the inside corner by Polaris for a called strike. It's now full. Tristan Krusenberry made his third start of the season, his first start since June 2nd yesterday, going 4 innings. He allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 2 punchouts on 55 pitches. From there, it was Thomas Burns, 3 scoreless, Jack Weisinger through the 8th, and the final 3 outs were recorded by Evan Palmer, the 9th. 3-2 pitch, hit in the air, right center field. Aiden Teal closing in on the gap. He's got so much speed, he's able to flag that one down for the second out of the inning. Dalen Adderley. This is the 5th matchup between Green Bay and Wisconsin Rapids this season. 1 here in Rapids, 3 at Capital Credit Union Park. The Rockers have won all 4 matchups. Adderley, though, not partaking in any of those games so far. The Loyola Marymount product from the Bahamas, a senior, played in his first game with the club 2 days ago in the 8-1 loss at home against Wausau on July 3rd. Righty on righty battle. First pitch, Polaris. Fouling that one back is Adderley. It's 0-1. Adderley, the beer batter here tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. Polaris could look to complete a 1-2-3 first inning here at Witter Field and send the Raptor fans running to the concession stands for some discounted beverages. The right-hander comes set, gets his signals from Matthew, the 0-1 home. Breaking ball, low and away, not biting on that one as Adderley count evens 1-1. Adderley collected the one knock in four at-bats against Wausau in that game on Wednesday. Looking at Kenji Polaris, he threw 2 1/3 at Fond du Lac back on the 29th of June in that 6-5 loss, the 7-inning game, as the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, a check swing fouled back by Adderley. It is now 1-2. Polaris 2 1/3 against the Dock Spiders in that one. He allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, one of which was earned. He walked 3 and struck out 2 while facing 12 hitters. The 1-2 count with 2 outs and nobody on here in the top of the first inning. That one missing well outside in the left-handed batter's box on an off-speed delivery. It's now 2-2. The third baseman, Lane Allen, in the on-deck circle. The catcher, Jake Bold, will follow. 3 straight right-handers to do battle here with Kenji out of the 3-4-5 spots. 15 on the pitch clock for the right-hander. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball missing low and out. Not a competitive 2-2 pitch there from Polaris. The count is now full. And overall records entering today's ball game: Wisconsin Rapids 16 wins, 19 losses. Green Bay at 14-24. Raptors looking to make it 2 in a row and get above 500 in the second half. The 3-2. This one, a fastball ripped foul by Adderley out of play, clearing the first base grandstands. Second half, Wausau the opponent to start off for Green Bay. Dockers 0-2 against the Woodchucks. They're looking for their first second half win here this evening, and looking to go 5-0 against the Raptors as well. The 3-2 once again from Polaris. Breaking ball, another one. Golfed foul and out of play near the not-inflated bounce houses down the first base side. The Applebee's Kids Zone mention. Fans, if you're just tuning in, top of the first inning, 7:12 local time here in Rapids. 2 outs, nobody on. We started about half an hour late due to some weather in the area around the 5-6 o'clock hour that pushed all of our pregame ceremonies back, but we are here and ready to rock and roll on this Friday night. The third 3-2 pitch. Fastball chopped on the ground over to short. Tracer Lopez again. Gloves, gathers, and throws to first in time. Welcome to Witter Field. Kenji Polaris works a 1-2-3 top of the first inning in his first frame at Witter Field. We head to the home half of the frame. It'll be Landon Victorian in his Northwoods League debut to toe the rubber against the Raptor order, which we'll preview in just a couple of minutes on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's Owen McElpatrick to lead us off in the home half of the first inning from historic Witter Field. Raptor fans, welcome back in. Raptors, Rockers, the first of this two-game series here in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you on WFHR. Rain started to pick up a lot in between innings after Kenji Pollaris worked a 1-2-3 top of the first frame in his Witter Field debut. Owen McElpatrick to lead things off for the Raptors against the right-handed pitcher Landon Victorian. First pitch to McElpatrick, fouled straight back. Count begins 0-1. McElpatrick to lead off at second base. Mason Onati playing third will hit second. 3-4-5, Max McGuire, Jack Matthew, and Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer in the outfield here tonight, starting in right. The 0-1 pitch. This is away for ball one. 6-7-8 spots. Trotter Boston's the DH this evening out of the 6-hole. Walker Buchanan hitting 7th and left. Aiden Teal in center will bat 8th. And Tracer Lopez rounds out the bunch by hitting 9th and playing short. The 1-1 from the right-hander Victorian. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground, foul down the third baseline. It is now 1-2. So Landon Victorian just wrapped up high school. He is heading into his freshman season of collegiate baseball and of his academics. From Barb High School in Louisiana, a powerhouse. If you just look up Barb High School and all the facilities and the amenities they have for their high school baseball players, it is outrageous how nice it is. Going to a pure baseball factory was Victorian, and a commit of the LSU Tigers, not only the best right-handed arm in the high school class of Louisiana, he's one of the top arms in the country entering college ball as a freshman this season. 1-2 pitch, tying up McElpatrick on the hand, swing and a miss for strike three. Landon Victorian, coming to us from Lake Charles, Louisiana, was the Max Preps National Junior of the Year in 2023. In his three seasons of high school baseball, a 39-1 record, he went 8-0 his junior season, leading Barb to its 12th state championship. First pitch to Mason Onati, a breaking ball right on the inside corner for a called strike. Victorian, an ERA under 1 in his junior season in 2023, a .97 ERA, 80 strikeouts, 15 and a third innings pitched. The 0-1 coming here to Onati. Missing upstairs, count evens, a ball and a strike. Onati in yesterday's ball game got the day off. I should say he hit leadoff and played second base. All these games are meshing together, but we're in the second half now. A whole new ball game and a whole new season. The 1-1 misses upstairs and outside. Onati in the driver's seat now at 2-1. Onati was pivotal in yesterday's game. He reached and scored 4 times. Singled and scored in the third, doubled and scored on the Cashel Duggar homer in the fifth, drew a couple of walks in the seventh and eighth frames. 2-1 breaking ball from Victorian right over the heart of the plate. Onati watches it go by for a called strike two. Mason drew a 5-pitch walk in that seventh inning and a 6-pitch walk in the eighth. Raptors yesterday a run in the second, 3 in the third, 2 in the fifth, 3 in the seventh, and 3 in the eighth. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, slapped foul beyond the rat trap down the third baseline and onto the concourse. We'll do the 2-2 again. The second baseman yesterday was Mason. His versatility has earned him spots not only in the lineup, but appearing into the ballgame as a substitution, even if he doesn't get the start. Some second, some third, left and center even this year for Onati. As another 2-2 fastball is fouled straight back. Good fight here from Onati in his first plate appearance of the ballgame. Ronati, this is now his 32nd game played in on the season out of 36. He's got one homer that came here against the Rockers The lone home game these two teams played back on June 12th, it was a 7-5 Rocker victory. Ohnati's driven in 14 runs. He's a pest at the plate. He can draw walks at a high rate. He has drawn 24 walks to 18 punchouts this season. A 284 hitter entering tonight is Mason. 2-2 again. Misses high. A full count now on Ohnati. 23 hits, 81 at-bats for Ohnati. Along with that home run and 14 runs driven in, he's got four doubles. An OPS sitting over 800 at 839. The 3-2 pitch from Victorian to Ohnati. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Got him looking. A lengthy trip to the plate for Mason Ohnati, but it turns into a punch out. Two up, two down for Victorian in his first inning of work in the Northwoods League, both by way of the K. If he wants a 1-2-3 inning, he's got to get through Max McGuire. McGuire quite the ball game yesterday in that 12-4 win. Max drove in half the Raptor runs. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, call the strike. McGuire's three-run homer in the third. He drew a four-pitch walk in that three-run seventh inning, and a run came in to score, so tab him with an RBI there, and had a big two-out, two-run double over the center fielder Justin Best's head in the eighth inning. As the 0-1 fastball misses high to McGuire, count evens up, ball on the strike. Matthew on deck, Schaefer to follow the thumpers in the Raptor lineup, awaiting in the wings to try and spark some two-out magic in this first frame. The 1-1 pitch, fastball missing up and outside, two balls and a strike now on the Raptor first baseman. McGuire, the San Diego product, now playing in his 27th game of the season. 326 hitter entering today is Max. 2-1 breaking ball on the inside corner is called a strike. It is now 2-2. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Lance Kreck behind home plate. The first base umpire and crew chief is Cody Cummings. Zach Tate down the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball bounced in the dirt. McGuire's worked a full count. Back-to-back full counts drawn by Raptor hitting here in this first inning against the right-hander Landon Victorian. Victorian looking to match Kenji Polaris's 1-2-3 top half of this inning. Got to get through McGuire here. The 3-2 coming home with 15 on the pitch clock. Fastball misses up and away for ball four. Six-pitch walk drawn by McGuire. Raptors have their first base runner of the evening with two down here in the first. Jack Matthey out of the cleanup spot. The Copley, Ohio native got the day off yesterday. It was Cashel Duggar doing the catching. And for the first two games of the second half of the season, the Raptors only carried two catchers on the roster, that being Jack Matthey and Cashel Duggar. Gabe Queso, though, adding to the team today, the sophomore from Califon, New Jersey, and Northampton Community College. Not in the lineup here tonight, but catchers back to three on this Raptor roster. Righty on righty battle. Victorian working middle of the rubber out of the stretch. First pitch fastball misses high to Matthey for ball one. Matthey did play in the first game of the second half of the season. That 1-0 loss at the Duck Pond on Wednesday went 1-for-4 with a punch out against Mallard pitching that evening. The 1-0 here from the right-hander. Breaking ball, missing the inside corner. Two balls, no strikes. The count now on the Raptor catcher. Matthey, 23 games played in on the season. A 276 hitter, a strong batting average for the former Ohio Dominican Panther and now Kent State Golden Flash. The 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball, catches the inside corner for a called strike. Rockers, their blue road uniforms and gray slacks today. Their multicolored blue cap, baby blue brims with the royal blue front. Tayo Matthews holding the runner on at first, that being McGuire, the 2-1. Fastball misses up and in. Matthey got the hitter's count to work with here at three balls and a strike. McElfatrick down swinging. Ohnati down looking to begin this inning, but Max McGuire working a full count and drawing a six-pitch walk has extended this bottom half of the first inning. The 3-1 pitch home. Breaking ball catches the top of the zone for a called strike. It is now 3-2. Matthey began to take off his ankle guard. Looks back, throws up his hands in disgust. He'll have to go to work here with a 3-2 count, the third consecutive 3-2 count with the Raptors here to begin the ballgame offensively. McGuire will take off on the delivery here from Victorian. Three on the pitch clock. Here he goes. Breaking ball in on the hands. Hit in the air to left. Coasting back. Right near the Raptor bullpen is Torres. That'll find some grass right out in front of the Raptor relief pitchers. We'll do the 3-2 again. Looking at Matthew this season, he's only played against Green Bay once. That coming back at Capital Credit Union Park on June 11th as the next 3-2 misses high for ball four. Seven-pitch walk drawn by Jack Matthew. Runners are on first and second with two down here in the first. The Boise, Idaho native and a recent commit to Nicholls University, Grayson Schaefer, sent his second home run of the season over the right center field wall. 400-plus foot bomb for Schaefer. Has a chance here with a runner in scoring position. Quick mound meeting between Jake Bold and Landon Victorian, the right-hander out of Lake Charles, Louisiana, in his Northwoods League debut. Cruising to begin the frame, but has now got some traffic on the bases for one of the power bats in this Raptor order. Another righty-on-righty battle. It's the DH Trotter Boston on deck for Wisconsin Rapids. Victorian 2 looks back to second. The first pitch to Schaefer. Fastball top of the zone is called a strike. Had plenty of Raptors in the transfer portal on this team make commitments to new schools. You saw Max Whitesell, former Raptor stopper, committing to Wright State. Jack Matthew to Kent State. Thomas Burns over the weekend at Texas. And Grayson Schaefer to Nicholls. These young men getting new opportunities in the world of college baseball and as well to further their academic adventure as the 0-1 pitch misses high to Schaefer. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Schaefer in 31 games this season for the Raptors is a 260 hitter. 22 runs driven in. He's got four doubles. North of 100 at-bats at 104. Looking to get the Raptors the first lead of the ball game right here. Nobody holding on the runners. All focus is at home plate right now. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a called strike two. For Schaefer yesterday, had a multi-hit game along with his solo homer out of the cleanup spot as the DH for Wisconsin Rapids. Collected an RBI on the 5-pitch walk. He drew in the 7th. Also an RBI single to score Max McGuire with two outs in the 8th inning. 3-4 spots were huge for Wisconsin Rapids, accounting for 9 of the 12 runs yesterday. The 1-2 from Victorian, and a pitch clock violation called just as he was trying to make an inside move to second base and disengage off the rubber. That out on the field is Zach Tate, the third base umpire, calling him out on that one, so the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer looking for a pitch to drive here, but he's going to be all over that outside corner as well, not trying to get rung up on anything near the plate. Already trying to adjust to Lance Krech's zone. The 2-2 home. Fastball missing high. Another 3-2 count here in this bottom of the first inning. 3-2, two outs. McGuire on second, Matthew on first. Both runners will be taking off on the delivery here. Raptor faithful getting rowdy here on a Friday night. The 3-2 popped up in the air left side of the infield. That is Lane Allen, the third baseman, calling everyone off to make the catch and retire the side. Scoreless first inning for Landon Victorian in his Northwoods League debut, punching out the first two hitters he sees. Does walk two, but they are both left on the bases. Nothing-nothing the score through an inning of play here in Wisconsin Rapids on your home for Raptor baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Back here for the top of the second inning from historic Witter Field. Want to give a shout out to my good friend and our field guy, our overall operations intern here for on-field performance and getting the field all ready to go. He was just out in between innings, taking care of some dirt over on the first base side. That's Alex Sizemore, one of our coworkers and good pals, taking care of that for us here. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you here on WFHR. It's a nothing-nothing ball game in the first of this two-game set here in Wisconsin Rapids against a Great Lakes West divisional foe, the Green Bay Rockers. Green Bay 0-2 to begin this second half of the season. Wisconsin Rapids 1-1 after a 12-4 win yesterday. The first pitch to Lane Allen from Kenji Polaris. This is low and outside for ball one. Allen, Bold, and Kelly, righty-righty switch. The 4-5-6 spots. Kenji making his first appearance here at Witter Field and his first start for the Rafters. Worked a 1-2-3 first inning. 1-0 pitch, hit on the screws over to short. That liner is snagged by Tracer Lopez for the first out of the inning. Four up, four down for Polaris. He now gets Jake Bold. Bold, one of four rostered catchers. He's from Princeton, La Jolla, California. Played in 25 games so far this season. Played in his first game of the second half yesterday at home against Wausau. It was a fantastic contest for the young man as the first pitch fouled away. It is 0-1. Bold, a three-hit ball game in that 8-7 loss against the Woodchucks. He scored once and drove in two runs, had a long ball. His third of the season yesterday at Capital Credit Union Park. Polaris is 1-1. This is low and away. Now two balls and a strike are count. Zeros across in the runs, hits, and errors category for both teams. Rapids sending five to the plate in the bottom of the first, but drawing two-out walks to Max McGuire and Jack Matthew when they were both left on the 2-1. This is inside for ball three on Bold. Bold, a 287 hitter in his 25 games so far this season, 25 hits and 87 at-bats. He's driven in 14 runs. OPS of 858. The 3-1 from the right-hander Polaris. Fastball right down the heart of the plate is ripped into right center field and down for a base hit. Teal converging to the gap to gather that one and throw it in. It is a one-out single for Jake Bold here in the second. It'll be Cooper Kelly, the second year Overland Park. The Overland, Kansas product from Oral Roberts, Cooper Kelly. 258 hitter in 58 games last season, 31 games so far on the campaign. The 0-1. Missing the outside corner, a ball and a strike now on Kenji. Two doubles, two homers, 16 runs driven in so far on the season for Cooper Kelly. Right-hander set, working middle of the rubber, the 1-1. Breaking ball hit in the air to right. Grayson Schaefer camping underneath, makes the grab, two down here in the second. It's Mateo Matthews, the first baseman from Wagner College, Chino, California product, playing in his 27th game of the season. Went 3-for-4 yesterday against Wausau, similar to Jake Bold. Matthews not playing in the July 3rd game against the Woodchucks, making his second half debut yesterday in a fantastic contest for the left-handed hitting first baseman. Also launched a homer, just like Bold, and drove in three runs. Also collected three hits in that 13-11 win on the road at Battle Creek on July 2nd to round out the first half. First pitch to Matthews. Catches the outside corner from Polaris for a called strike. He's driven in 17 runs as Matthews, four of them coming in his last two games. Also collecting six hits in his last two contests. No one will have to wait. It's a pickoff move over to first to check in on Jake Bold. Matthews, 37 runs driven in a season ago with eight homers. He's got half his homer total from a year ago so far this summer. The 0-1. This one hit high in the air down the right field line, heading out near the Green Bay bullpen, and that's where it'll touch down. It's now 0-2. Matthews hit a grand slam against Wisconsin Rapids when these two teams last played back on June 26th. It was a 12-2 victory for Green Bay. That grand slam coming off southpaw out of the Raptor bullpen, Juan Berrios, capping off a five-run bottom of the eighth inning. No balls and two strikes. Polaris set. Hands at the belt buckle. Another pickoff move to first. Close one. It's out of the glove of McGuire. That was a quick move. Talk about your A, B, and C moves off the mound. That was Kenji's A move for sure, and it nearly got the speedster Jake Bold. Other left-handed hitter Nick Harms in the on-deck circle for Green Bay. Seth Varney will follow. The 0-2. Another one. Fouled straight back. Matthews continuing to fight away down in this count. Imagine tomorrow night again, 6:35. Same time, same place, same opponent here at Witter Field before the Raptors begin a home-and-home with Wausau Sunday, Monday. 1:05 first pitch Sunday afternoon at Athletic Park. We're back here Monday night. 0-2 pitch. Golfed in the air to left field. Walker Buchanan trots back about 5 feet and makes the grab to retire the side. Green Bay picks up their first hit of the ball game, but they leave a runner aboard. We head to the bottom of the second here in Wisconsin Rapids, 6-7-8. Two up for the Raptors, Trotter Boston, Walker Buchanan, and Aiden Teal when we return on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park
with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning, nothing-nothing ball game. Green Bay Rockers and your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio, right back here with you on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. All 72 Rafter ball games right here on these airwaves this season. First pitch to Trotter Boston from the right-hander Landon Victorian. A fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. No runs on a hit and no errors for Green Bay. The low knock, a Jake Bold single to left center field with one out an inning ago. A one pitch missing away to Boston. Count evens at a ball and a strike. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Rafters. They sent five to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Two walks drawn with two out from the 3-4 spots. McGuire on six pitches, Matthew on seven, but did not commit to score. The 1-1 to Boston. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. It's now 1-2. Trotter not in the lineup yesterday in the 12-4 fun that was had here at Winter Field. The Tabor College Blue Jay did play in the first game of the second half back on Wednesday at Madison, 0-3 with a walk drawn and two strikeouts against Mallard pitching. 1-2, a fastball missing up and away. Now two balls and two strikes on the Rafter DH this evening. After Boston, it's the Virginia Cavaliers back-to-back at 7-8. Buchanan, the left fielder, on deck. Aiden Teal, the center fielder, to follow. The 2-2. Breaking ball, shot the other way on the ground. That's going to get through the hole into left field for a base hit. First hit of the second half for Trotter Boston. First hit of the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids. A runner on with nobody out here in the home half of the second. The seventh spot here with Buchanan. The Jupiter, Florida native playing in his 19th game of the season. Played in both games of the Madison series and currently riding a three-game hitting streak into this one. Started back with a 1-for-4 effort in the final game of the first half here at home against Fond du Lac on Sunday. First pitch swinging, lined into center field. Seth Farney, though, on the prowl to make the grab for the first out of the inning. And a hot shot for Buchanan will shift to Aiden Teal. Teal lost his six-game hitting streak. No, it is five that he lost yesterday in the 0-for-3 effort against Madison. At back-to-back games with an extra base hit. The final game of the first half and the first game of the second half. First pitch to Teal, breaking ball missing inside. Teal in seven games has had 26 at-bats and has registered seven hits in a Rafter uniform. Doing the math back at home, that makes him a 269 hitter. Three of his seven hits are doubles, having a double in three different ballparks. Fond du Lac, Madison, and here at Winter Field, the 1-0. Fastball on the inside corner just misses. 2-0 now to the eight-hole hitter for Kirk Schreider this evening. Teal, two multi-hit games as a Rafter at Fondy on the 29th and at Madison to begin the second half on July 3rd. The 2-0 delivery here from Victoria. A fastball popped up right field. Nick Harms coming in on it. Straight away right, this is his play to make. And he makes the grab for the second out of the frame. Boston's leadoff single remains on first for the ninth spot in the Rafter order, Tracer Lopez. Lopez being the starting shortstop in each of the first two second half games. Make it three in a row now for the Rosebud, Texas native from Texas Tech University. Lopez And this one, a 6-game hitting streak could be at hand for Tracer if he collects a knock here tonight. 14th game as a Raptor for Lopez, joining the team just a couple of weeks ago. First pitch, backdoor breaking ball from Victoria, and that lands for a called strike. Tracer, more walks than strikeouts. He's been given a free pass 10 times. He has been retired on strikes 9 times. The 0-1 pitch home from the right-hander will have to wait as a pickoff move to check in on Boston at first base. 1-for-3 yesterday was Lopez. He dropped 2 walks, though, did Tracer, and scored 3 times. Also went 1-for-3 at Madison on Wednesday. The 0-1 pitch home to the Raptor shortstop. A fastball that misses up and in to even the count at a ball and a strike. Lopez, 1 multi-hit game as a Raptor that came at Waterloo in the Sunday matinee contest on June 23rd, 2-for-4 with a run scored for Tracer. He's got 2 doubles this season as well. One most recent one back at Fondy on the 29th as the 1-1 fastball from Victorian misses away for ball 2. Top of the order waiting in the wings in the on-deck circle with Owen McElfatrick. Raptors looking to string some 2-out base runners together to score the game's first run. Victorian set, leading off first. Boston being held on by Matthews, the 2-1. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen by Lopez. Now a 2-strike count to be had here. For Wisconsin Rapids with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. When we get to the top of the third, 8-9-1 will be due up for Green Bay. Lefty, switch, righty. Nick Harm, Seth Farney into the top of the order with Taylor Schultz. Back to the middle of the slab is Victorian. Big 2-2 pitch coming here for the right-hander in his Northwoods League debut to Tracer Lopez. He got him swinging. Lopez down on strikes. The Raptors leave Trotter Boston on first after a leadoff single. We are through 2 frames here in Wisconsin Rapids. Nothing the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh, do win, and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third, we go here at historic Witter Field. Due up for Green Bay. It's the 8-9-1 spots in the order against Wisconsin Rapids right-hander Kenji Polaris. Andy Ockham welcoming you back into the Witter Field press box for a nothing-nothing ball game between these two Great Lakes West Divisional foes on this Friday night. It is the first Friday here in July. We got back-to-back Fridays here in Wisconsin Rapids. with some fireworks here tonight against the Rockers, next Friday against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Nick Harms, Seth Farney, and Taylor Schultz, the three gentlemen to face Kenji Polaris to begin this inning. First pitch from Kenji. This is outside for ball one. Looking at Harms on the season so far, the Case Western Reserve product homered against Wisconsin Rapids in that 12-2 ball game a few weeks ago in Green Bay. 1-0 pitch, ripped in the air, deep right field. Schaefer back at the track, at the wall, and right on cue. Nick Harms has left the yard for the second time against the Raptors this season, and it's his sixth long ball of the campaign. Green Bay strikes first tonight. It's 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. Was all over that 1-0 fastball from Polaris, over and out. The Rockers continue to collect long balls here against Rafter pitching. The former Kokomo Jackrabbit in his first season with Green Bay. Big swing of the bat there. Seth Farney, an Alabama native from Ole Miss, playing in his 27th game of the season, steps into the left-handed batter's box and takes a first pitch breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Two homers, 10 runs driven in for Farney and 84 at-bats this season. The 0-1 pitch dribbled on the ground over to second base. McElfatrick fields and throws to first in time. That's the first out of the inning, and we're back to the top of the Green Bay order with Taylor Schultz. Raptors wrapping out a homestand tomorrow. There's still plenty more homestands to catch in the month of July and in the second half. Look to August in particular. 10 games in 10 days in the regular season, 7 of them being at home. And Raptor fans, I know we have some coming in from out of town for this homestand. If you were unable to catch them this week and you want to come to a homestand later on in July, a perfect place to stay for you is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer and all year round. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch to Taylor Schultz, hit in the air to right field. Grayson Schaefer tracking it down in the gap to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Green Bay after a leadoff homer from Nick Harms to begin this top of the third inning. We'll draw Lucas Torres to the plate. Torres, one of five outfielders on this Green Bay roster, has led off a handful of times in the first four meetings between these two clubs this season. First pitch fastball from Polaris to Torres catches the inside corner for a called strike. Torres entering today a 1-for-3 ball game at Wausau, or at home against Wausau, I should say. The first game he played in the second half yesterday had a homer at Capital Credit Union Park a day ago as the 1-1 pitch bounced in for ball two. Six-game hitting streak for Torres entering today's contest at three consecutive two-hit ball games to begin this hitting streak, spanning from the 27th to the 29th of June, all against the Madison Mallards. The 1-1 pitch fouled back. It is now a ball and two strikes on the Green Bay left fielder. When we get to the home half of the third inning, it's back to the top of the Raptor order. McElfatrick, Onati, and Max McGuire against the right-hander Landon Victorian. Polaris looking to retire the side here on a 1-2 delivery. Kenji goes breaking ball, and Torres fouls it right off his foot. We'll do the 1-2 again. Torres, a .287 hitter in 26 games played in so far this season. Four homers. Does have one against the Raptors that came back in Ashwaubenon in the first half. Another 1-2 pitch here from Kenji. Fastball on the inside corner, got him looking. Torres down on strikes. First run of the ball game to lead off the frame, coming off the bat of Nick Harms. Two homers against the Raptors this season, both leadoff long balls to begin a frame. We head to the home half of the third here at Winter Field. 1-0 the score on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-22.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Green Bay as we enter the home half of the third inning. From beautiful, historic Winter Field. 1-0 the score. Green Bay leading your Rafters. Andy Yochum, your voice of Rafter Baseball, returning to you right here on WFHR. Nick Harms, the right fielder for the Rockers, clubbed out his sixth long ball of the season to begin the top of the third frame, and it also was his second homer of the season against Wisconsin Rapids. Both to lead off innings. Fun fact, his other homer coming in the bottom of the fourth inning to begin a ball game in Capital Credit Union Park a couple weeks ago. It is Carter Zohr, his third appearance of the summer. The southpaw fires a first pitch up and away to Owen McElfatrick for ball one. Zohr, the 6'1 freshman left-hander from Germantown, Wisconsin, and Bryant and Stratton College, made his season in Northwoods League debut against the Rafters back on June 26th. 1-0 pitch misses high to the right-handed hitting McElfatrick. It's now 2-0. Zohr, two innings of scoreless and hitless baseball. And that midweek affair in Ashwaubenon. 2-0 pitch, misses the inside corner. Three balls, no strikes. Now in the Northwestern Wildcat, Owen McElfatrick. Zohr walked one and struck out two Rafter hitters of the seven he faced in that 12-2 victory. Has since thrown one other time this season, the 3-0. On the inside corner, that fastball is called a strike. At Royal Oak on the 29th of June, rounding out the first half of the season for Zohr, a third of an inning pitched, allowed one hit, one earned run, one walk, no punch-outs, facing three Leprechaun hitters. 3-1, breaking ball on the inside corner, another called strike. He's worked it back to full. 3.86 ERA in his two appearances for Zohr and a 1-2-9 whip. McElfatrick went down swinging against Landon Victorian, the starting right-hander for Green Bay tonight. 3-2, misses up and away, ball four. McElfatrick draws a six-pitch walk, leadoff hitter aboard for Wisconsin Rapids here in the third inning. Landon Victorian, the high school senior, committed to Louisiana State in his Green Bay Rocker in Northwoods League debut. Two innings of one-hit ball, no runs allowed. Two walks and three punch-outs for the lanky right-hander on 45 pitches thrown. Lefty-on-lefty battle here for Zohr. He's got Mason Onati stepping in to the batter's box. Onati went down looking in his first at-bat of the ballgame in the first inning. McElfatrick leading off first. Mateo Matthews holding him on there. First pitch, breaking ball, that one hits Onati. Actually, time called by the home plate umpire, Lance Kreck. I believe the crew chief and first base umpire, Cody Cummings, issued a balk to Zohr before that pitch came into home. So Onati will have to put his elbow guard back on and step into the batter's box, but he'll do so with Owen McElfatrick in scoring position. And now Kirk Schreider out of the dugout as well, wanting to have a quick conversation with the home plate umpire, Lance Kreck. Either way, Owen McElfatrick will be on second base for this next pitch. It'll just be a matter of if Mason Onati is in the batter's box or if he's on first base with Max McGuire awaiting in the on-deck circle. And now, a conference between the three umpires here on the crew tonight. A run on two hits, no errors for Green Bay, no runs on a hit, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcome and invite you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer and all year round. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Meeting adjourned with the umpires. That's the home plate umpire Lance Kreck and the crew chief Cody Cummings having a quick conference with Kirk Schreider. It doesn't appear Kirk is too thrilled, so it should be McElfatrick on second in the first pitch of this battle between Zohr and Onati to commence. As we look across the Northwoods League scoreboard on this fine Friday night, some higher scoring affairs. Bottom seven in Indiana, 8-2, the Traverse City Pit Spitters leading the Kokomo Jackrabbits. Traverse City 1-2 in their first three second half games. The Jackrabbits currently playing on ESPN Plus in search of their first second half victory. 7-1, bottom six, north of the border at Port Arthur Stadium.